This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off to Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Pleasure consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9 now at 844-999-OLA, and you'll play profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, McDonald's partnered with Lazy Boy, and they're giving away a couch with a built-in McFlurry cooler.
So it doesn't make the McFlurries, you just put them in there?
That'd be my guess, Ted.
Damn, Ted, you think you're asking for a bit much, man? They already have a chiller for your McFlurry. Oh, you don't make it. Never mind.
Currently it's broken, though.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If it was a McFlurry machine inside there, I'd be like, yeah. Awesome.
But you can't make a McFlurry. I mean, you have to go buy them and then physically transport them and put them in there.
Well, they want you to buy their McFlurry. It's just when you get home, right, you have the perfect McFlurry chiller.
I'm just saying, if I had like a Domino's recliner, I should be able to cook pizza in it.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You guys are a tough crowd, man.
I feel like every time I recline the McDonald's one, they send me 6 nuggets.
Like, so it has like a sensor on it.
Well, there you go.
Domino's can make a takeout pizza that you buy frozen in a box at the grocery store, you know.
And cook in the chair you're sitting.
But that's not their thing. Their whole thing is we deliver hot pizza.
But I mean, like, I can get a TGI Friday potato skin, you know what I mean, in the appetizer box.
What restaurant's Lazy Boy chair would you buy? Like, if they said, look, you buy the Lazy Boy, whatever, every time you recline, they bring you one item of whatever. I'd have to go Cheesecake Factory, man, just because they have that big-ass menu. I can switch it up.
I could do this one. Wouldn't have to provide food, but if there was a Red Robin one, and every time I reclined, it just went yum. That would satisfy.
That's
me.
All you need.
I'm going Panda Express or Buca de Beppo, Taco Bell.
Because it's a big old chair, man. Somebody just lay in there and die.
Mike brings up a good point. Taco Bell would be awesome.
Yeah, that's another good call.
Yeah, but I don't want to get all the grease and stains all over my nice new recliner.
You wear a napkin.
Mm-hmm. A super fan in the UK who legally changed his name to Michael Jackson wants to change it back. now because of Leaving Neverland.
So, in spite of these rumors swirling around for the last 35 years, mm-hmm. It's this documentary that he now believes in.
Wouldn't you wait for proof before he went through all that rigmarole?
Before changing my name? No. I didn't change my name after anyone.
You knew that. Everybody knew that.
They did.
You had to know. I named my name R. Kelly. Well, I have bad news.
A man in Detroit shot himself in the foot while trying to kill a cockroach. Who's that good of a shot? Like, where did he get that idea from?
No, happened was this. It's honestly got true. He threw his shoe at the cockroach, which was a distance away from him.
Okay.
But his gun was in his shoe. Oh. So when the shoe hit the floor, it fired back and shot him in the foot. Yeah, I originally thought he just shot down and shot himself in the foot. He threw his shoe at the cockroach. When the shoe and the gun was in the shoe, when the shoe hit the floor, the gun fired and shot him in the foot.
Who puts a gun in their shoe, too?
That guy.
Who throws their gun shoe at a cockroach?
Well, now you're asking questions I can't help
this
with.
This is the argument I've been making for a long time. See, if the cockroach just would have had a gun.
Mike, I'm with you. On one of these. Like, I get why. Well, I don't get why, but I understand people are hiding guns in shoes. I don't know why you'd throw your gun shoe, though.
No.
It seems like the one you should keep on.
People step on cockroaches and they're still alive.
What would be your gun shoe, right or left? I guess it'd be right because you're right-handed. Right.
Need that quick draw, Miles.
Okay. Yeah, you just got
to step down and drum and tie my shoe. Bam!
I'm left-handed. What if it's on the inside?
As I'm saying, if it's on my inside left leg,
mm-hmm. Boom, gun shoe.
Yeah, I feel like that's quicker.
Yeah, that is.
Basically, what we came up with, we're all going to die.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm going to lose an ankle putting a gun in my shoe. I'm saying that right now.
I went out to have a duel. He shot himself.
You put a gun in your shoe.
I think it's big in Texas, putting them in boots, right?
Sure.
Okay. Apparently in Detroit.
All right. And Detroit.
A man in a unicorn costume robbed a store in Maryland over the weekend.
A unicorn costume?
A unicorn costume. No, Ted, I don't know the store.
That's all right. I do. He robbed a Heise.
Did he?
Yeah.
The name just called me.
What's a Heise?
It's a convenience store.
It's a convenience store. They're still around like that area.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. The Maryland area?
Well, like the Baltimore, D.C. area. But I was a kid, Mike. It was a big decision. Do you go to the 7-Eleven on one corner or you go to the Heise on the other side?
When I was growing up, man, in Virginia, man, my grandparents' house, like, if we were really, really, really good, they gave us like $1.50 and we could walk about a half mile down to the Heise. Get ice cream products, man.
And Heise had ice cream, Mike.
That is the game changer.
You can get like a single scoop.
Yeah.
7-Eleven's got Icy's.
Look, I can't argue 7-Eleven are great. I'm just saying there was something about the Heise. God, you know how old this is, Mike? I used to go down there and get six packs of soda for my mom, and they were in glass bottles.
Damn. I love a glass bottle. A murder suspect in Toronto got caught after he was stopped for riding a bike without a helmet. They knew that he was the murderer. They stopped him for riding a bike without a helmet.
We're looking for a murderer, but real quick.
They knew he killed a man.
Right?
They aren't just stopping random people for riding a bike without a helmet. Damn it. A mom and son... Why'd you stop? A mom and son got pulled over in New Jersey for not wearing their seatbelts and failing to use a turn signal. And cops found a bunch of drugs in their car.
Who do you think they were? The moms or the sons?
The sons.
You never know.
I was thinking moms.
Yeah, moms could have been, you know, one of those people.
Well, I guess. Let's see, the math equivalent of the Nobel Prize has never been won by a woman until now. A professor at the University of Texas named Karen just won it for her work with partial differential equations.
Well, of course she did. What is the name of this prize? When you say, like, it's the equivalent of the Nobel.
It is the equivalent of the Nobel Prize for math.
Which you're not working on.
Correct.
I'll tell you what,
the information I have.
She did great work down there this year. She deserved it.
She did.
Yeah, her partial stuff.
Yeah.
Great. Good work.
How come when I partially did math problems, I didn't get credit for it? Because, like, I did a lot of partial math.
Because you didn't show your work.
Oh, damn.
Sesame Street asked which character would be best to be stuck on a deserted island with. Grover, Oscar, Cookie Monster, or Elmo?
They don't. I thought you could just pick anyone you wanted to. I want to pick Big Bird.
No,
it was a poll.
You got the four. You got Grover, Oscar, Cookie Monster, or Elmo. Who you stuck on an island with?
Don't be one of those people.
Yeah. I don't like these four choices.
I would pick none.
I think I would pick. I think I'd pick Oscar.
Why?
Elmo's too upbeat, and we're stranded on an island. I'm gonna kill him.
He's gonna sit there and
straight up.
The entire
Elmo
time.
Would drive you nuts.
Right, Elmo, I would have to kill him just because, like, man, if you ask me to tickle you one more time, I'm gonna beat you with a rock.
There's a handful of people that said they'd pick Elmo because he'd be the easiest to kill and eat.
Red meat.
Elmo doesn't know what you're doing.
Have some Elmo nuggets.
Got his nose.
You gotta shave him first.
47% of us feel intimidated at the gym, and there's even a term for it.
You're called a normal person.
Not swole.
Gymtimidation.
Oh, no. No. Well, no, let's not call it that.
Gymtimidation.
Stop it.
Well, you can't call it gym. I think that's a misnomer because, frankly, you might be intimidated going there, but the other people lifting really aren't paying that much attention to you.
No, they're just, look,
they're just in there doing their thing. So, I mean, I get it because I've been intimidated going, but, like, I forced that upon myself. So nobody was intimidating me.
You can't. Anybody who's in the gym, they're doing something. The only people that can look remotely crazy at you are people on the outside who should be in there.
You still have to get in the locker room. I mean, so you guys aren't considering all the angles. Walking in, going into the locker room, all that
stuff. If you're making an effort to go to the gym and do something, no one, that's the only, the hardest thing is just getting in there and start doing something.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I get it. I've been intimidated to go to a gym, but that's just, I feel like that's a self thing you're putting in there. It's not the other people.
You're most likely to feel intimidated when someone who's in really good shape is nearby, or when someone of the opposite sex is watching. I always feel like I'm going to be using the machine wrong.
Oh, I can guarantee I would be. I take comfort in it. Mm-hmm.
I try to do it the wrong way so that good-looking woman will come over and show me the right way.
Do you know how to use this machine?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're sitting for the love muscle? Oh, I thought it was a love muscle. Where's the love muscle machine?
We're going to have the strongest thighs in the gym.
I just look like an absolute insane person is no headphones.
Oh, yeah.
A man in Richmondville destroyed the inside of a home in a fit of rage.
Rage.
Over what?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile Day. this.
I'm Stephen Throw Hilgen to please tell everyone how Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, Chris, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. Here is your story. We go to Missouri, where a Missouri man has spent nearly half of his life in prison with an equally long stretch still ahead of him. Now, while the man did commit the crimes for which he was convicted, he makes the case that he received an unusually long sentence and that he and others like him deserve a second chance. He says, quote, "When I look at my life, I think I'm 42 years old. My life is defined by a mistake I made 20 years ago, and it doesn't matter what I do. That's the reality of the situation." So what did he do? Well, back in July of 1999, he waited until 3 a.m., grabbed a BB gun that he says he bought at a Walmart, covered his face, walked into a convenience store. Now, he never had any intention of hurting anyone, but the BB gun that he bought looks like a 9mm, so he got away with $128 in cash. 2 months later, he robbed a second convenience store, walking away with $89. He managed to commit two more robberies before he was finally caught. He was charged with 4 counts of first-degree armed robbery, even though the only weapon was, in fact, the BB gun. He was also charged with for carrying a dangerous instrument. So he got a 40-year sentence. He's done 20 years of them. And I was just saying, hey, man, I've got college degrees, everything else you can do through the prison system. But do you believe this guy with the unusually long sentence is black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
Wait, so you're telling me that they charged them with robbery with a deadly weapon?
Correct.
And then with an instrument?
Yes.
It's going to have... Can I say this?
Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
It's going to have to be black, man.
You racist.
Yeah.
You racist son of a bitch.
We get it.
Look, we get it.
The justice system, right?
Yeah, we get it.
Do you think you need to explain this?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, come on.
Yeah, exactly, Miles. It's going to have to be black, and that's my final answer.
You saying it's going to have to be black makes me think it's anything but black.
No, it can't be.
It can't be.
All right. Ted, what's your guess going to be?
What state was it?
Missouri.
I would say Asian.
Okay. But Chris, you're going to stick with black final answer, so we're going to find out if he's black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Paul Father Stations to Missouri. We have a man who spent half his life in prison, still facing more prison time. He robbed 4 convenience stores with a BB gun back in the day. Got like $100 one place, $80 another place.
Yeah, it was 1999, and over a period of 2 months, robbed 4 convenience stores, which you should not do. He was brandishing a BB gun, and yes, it looked like a 9mm, was in fact a BB gun. But he still got hit with Christ, it was like robbery with a deadly weapon, and then a separate charge. Anyway, he's done 20 years. He has 20 more to go. He'll get out of jail when he's 57.
Wow.
So, the big question we had is, did you believe that this guy is black, white, Mexican, or Asian? And Chris, right out the bat, you said, man, it's got to be black. It's just the way the justice system is.
I mean, I maintain that. Yeah.
No!
Oh, sorry.
He was white. He was, in fact, white. Jolly Joe sent that one to me, and we were laughing days ago because we're like, you already know what anyone's going to guess, right? Like, you know what people are going to guess. But I had said to him, it's too bad we can't do, like, black, white, Mexi, or Bucktooth. Look at this guy.
Oh, my God. No wonder they got something there. Yeah.
He can eat apples from the other side of his cell.
Yeah, he would just take all the corn off the cob. He could work for
I feel bad for his current situation.
What, his teeth or incarceration?
Incarceration. Oh. So I'm not going to talk about feet with a flat hand or nothing.
Now for all TV news of all time, and it's time for TV Time with Tanner.
And now,
because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
Time again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Guess what? He's never been asked to do in prison, not once.
Say yes.
Whistle. He might have the freshest breath there.
All right. Miles, do you play an instrument?
No.
Skin flute.
Thrill, you play the bass.
That is correct.
Bass guitar.
Yes. I have had some moment. Hey, man. It's back in Baltimore. Yo, my man, you play any instruments? Yeah, man, I play bass. Drum? Guitar.
Oh, all right, all right.
Cool.
Do you play another one?
Like anything, like anyone who plays a guitar or bass, like you can F around on piano, and I can get away with it if you don't play any piano.
All right, all right.
I'm trying to have to
Robin, you play a musical instrument?
Oh, and sousaphone.
Oh, yeah. I mean, technically, I could play a tuba, but I haven't wore one in years. Robin, no instrument? Mike? Trombone.
Trombone.
Yeah, years ago. I mean, I did 3 years of trombone and 2 years of, viola.
But the difference is, I believe Mike can still play the trombone.
Yeah, I can't play that.
Yeah, exactly.
I play the slide whistle during bad jokes.
Yeah, so I'm with you. I can't play a musical instrument. And usually I'm like, yeah, not a big deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Miles and I, of course, I don't know what you'd call us, top flight athletes?
Probably,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I would call us.
So, if you
we're
can't
chasing play, balls.
If you can't play a musical instrument,
that's why you play an instrument.
This will make you feel worse. You know what? Let's go first, Robin. I'm not going to tell you anything about this person, but just listen to this this person playing guitar, Sweet Child of Mine. Now, here's why you're going to feel bad. He's only been playing for 2 years.
And Bradley Cooper.
No.
And he's 9.
Oh,
you're really incredible.
Thank you.
You're amazing. You're 9 years old.
Thank you.
And you've only been playing for 2 years?
Yes, 2.5 years.
2.5 years. That's unbelievable. I mean, that's... So, did you play any instrument before you decided to start this?
No.
Nothing?
Nah. Really, all I did was just probably play video games on a PS4, and that was it.
Yeah. Yeah, this is different. What made you start wanting to play?
My dad took me to an AC/DC concert 2.5 years ago, and I was on my popped shoulders, and I said, I want to do that for the rest of my life. But I really didn't start playing until I was 7, which was like a month after.
Oh, you waited a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was 7, my parents didn't take me to AC/DC. So then you start playing guitar, and you took lessons?
Yeah, I took lessons for about 2 years, and then my dad started teaching me.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Damn.
Go to the Men's Room Facebook page. You can see that entire interview and see him shredding some more. I mean, I don't know. He's already a guitar god. He's 9.
Hmm? Well, the flip side is Slash might be feeling bad. I thought it was a cool solo, man. Freaking 9-year-old kid playing it. You know what I mean? There's two ways to look at this.
I also like that he's like, I saw AC/DC, I decided to play guitar. Like, I saw AC/DC and almost called it sick. Just hung over.
Right, the difference between inspired as a child and being a cynical adult.
I couldn't hear the next day.
Right. All right, Mike touched on this a little bit. There was a thing that got put out yesterday on Twitter by the Sesame Street account. So that was the question. You're stuck on a deserted island, mm-hmm. Grover, Oscar, Cookie Monster, or Elmo. So you guys have already talked about it a little bit. We were talking during the break. A lot of people said Grover because he's also Super Grover. That's kind of cheating. And if Super Grover was on the island, you would pick him because he could fly out.
Yeah,
sure.
But right. That's not really cheating because that's part of who he is. This is
if he changes into Super Grover.
Yeah.
But they didn't say Super Grover, they say Grover. You're stuck with Grover.
Yeah,
so now you
don't
just
get
have
the
this.
Hawk.
So if I pick Clark Kent, I don't get Superman?
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah, you just get Clark Kent.
Okay.
Talk about the news industry. He's probably unemployed.
Yeah.
Newspaper.
We're only online now.
What's your superpower? I still work at one.
I'm covering baseball. That's the only one cares about.
Let's see. What else happened here? Others chose Grover. They liked his enthusiasm and his can-do attitude. But basically, everybody just thinks the other three will suck.
Yeah, but wait. How long is the can-do attitude a really good thing until you realize they really can't? We're stuck on an island. So you can do attitude. Once you can, get us off this island. Because if you can't, now you're just an annoying, overly positive person who I believe is missing the gravity of our situation.
Yeah.
We have nothing to worry about. Like, dude, I'm going to beat you with a monkey.
Well, that everybody else was just kind of jumping on. People are like, look, everybody loves Elmo, but it'd be super annoying. He asks a lot of questions.
I don't like Elmo at all. I hit him with a rock.
The biggest thing with Cookie Monster are people are worried that he's going to have, like, cookie withdrawal. Because he's eating cookies.
And he might eat you.
He's going to eat you. I have no doubt about that.
Right. He's going to get, right. Yeah, he can do anything.
He doesn't, He exists because he's hungry.
That's the only thing. He does not do anything other than eat cookies. Wait, so, like, he has no practical application other than that.
I want to have a human cookie. Mm. Oh, yeah,
one person said,
Amos.
He'll go through cookie withdrawal, and who knows what his sober personality is.
Oh, man, it's been a minute since I felt like this, blood.
Yeah.
I need some sugar,
We're gonna promote it.
This is Cookie Monster OG player.
I mean, I think you take Oscar. Because he lives in
agree.
He lives in a trash can already. It's like, is a deserted island going to be that weird for him?
But no. I think he'd be the most positive. I really do. Because, like you said, he lives in a trash can in the middle of the hood, right? Now, you're on a deserted island. It's fresh air. It's something. He gets to live a little.
Yeah, and you could actually, like, rinse him off. When's the last time?
He's like Bill Murray from Caddyshack.
He used to be orange.
Oh, that's right.
Really?
No, he just got so dirty and moldy, now he's green.
Yeah, the first year of Sesame Street, he was orange.
Yeah.
But I think they decided he looked too happy and upbeat for someone who lives in a trash can.
The crowds can't be bright as the sun.
Right. You live in a trash can. You're not happy. Things aren't going well. I think that's the point.
Yeah, you're right. It's a safe state.
It's my buddy who lives in a trash can. He's even called Oscar the Grouch. Why does he look happy?
Yeah. There's a little
crack. Crack's why he looks happy, kids.
Well, I've seen happy people in a dumpster, but generally they're on some type of drug.
There was a weird period. There was a weird period in our life where there was just characters that ate things, and Cookie Monster was one of those.
All right,
you think a show that would promote like health and education?
Well, remember they switched it up.
Yeah, now he eats fruits, dude.
On the way.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
a fruity
yeah.
monster.
Well, I like couscous.
First
and
of
Freddie
all,
Mercury.
That, yeah, let's not call him the fruity monster.
Okay, all right.
I like fruity pebbles.
I mean, yeah. And then we had Grimace, from McDonald's.
What was his deal? Fried? Was,
no, he loved
milkshakes.
He loved milkshakes. He was the same purple big thing, but he just like
yeah, but
ate.
Grimace made more like.
Because it's from McDonald's. I get that.
Right. Like, they want you to buy the stuff. But Cookie Monster, like, I'm not selling anything.
Yeah. I don't know.
Just kind of weird.
But Cookie Monster had to switch that up because they were like, it's a show for kids and all he does is eat cookies.
Well,
yeah,
that's
but
what I was
to
saying.
Me, as a kid, it's not. Do they honestly think Cookie Monster inspires kids to want cookies? Kids want cookies because cookies taste like cookies. Yeah. Cookie Monster, it's almost like your imaginary friend. Like, hey, I like cookies too.
Are you?
And you're the parent. You don't have to let them have cookies.
I just say, is this like? Are cookie jars still even a thing?
No.
Right. Like, what is this? 1950?
They should be. Well, people used to make their cookies at home, so you need a thing to put it in. So
but
they would
now
say,
we don't we have to.
They didn't have Ziploc bags. You know what I mean? So like when you made a batch of cookies, mm-hmm. you still wanted to keep those cookies fresh.
I also just think we don't do that anymore.
Nobody does it anymore.
What, makes a batch of cookies?
No. Like, no, what home do you go to that just has a jar of cookies hanging
out? None, but it'd be great.
Like,
if
outside
you did.
Of a holiday. Oh,
what if you.
Jesus. Don't give me that look.
Mike, do you have a cookie jar?
I bet he does.
Oh,
he
no.
does.
He's got to be.
He does. He does. I bet he's got a honey jar, too.
Of course.
He's got Fig Newtons in it. You know what I mean? And those little cookies that are shaped like peanuts.
Cookie jars are for loose change, Mike.
Nutter butters or whatever they are. He's got like old man cookies in there.
I was just saying, I didn't think.
Would you like a butterscotch?
Do you really have a cookie jar?
No.
Okay, right. But he likes them.
Yeah,
he's an
he
enthusiast.
Would I think it would be awesome to go to someone's house
he's
and they would have
He's got pecan
one.
Sandies.
I do have a candy jar, though.
God, you have a candy jar. What's
are you
candy?
Like 100 years old?
What's
man?
In your candy jar?
Well, there's original.
What do you have, Twizzlers?
Starburst.
Okay.
So you have it's a literally whole... a flower vase filled with Starburst.
You have a jar full of Starburst?
All right, but a candy jar, I don't know. I'm just saying, I can't think of the last time outside of a holiday,
right.
I walked into somebody's home and they're just like, oh, our cookie jar's full of cookies.
I've never seen a cookie jar with cookies on. In my entire life. I have no idea. I've never
I mean, my grandma had one, but.
Nah, I've seen the.
She was from like 1920 something.
My grandmother has a jar of what she calls nabs, which are like cheese crackers. You know, the six pack of.
But what are they?
They're just various.
Are they called nabs, or she calls?
She
them
calls
nabs.
Them nabs.
So what are they really?
It's a six pack of many different kinds of crackers. Some have cheese in the middle. Some have
peanut butter in the middle. Yeah, I remember those.
The orange ones.
The orange ones with the peanut butter.
Yeah, that's she's got those on call all the time. You just reach in there, she opens it up like you know.
Would you like
like a nab?
Would you like a cheese nab?
Is it just like because you
either
nab
nabs or nips? I can't remember what she calls
them. Let's go with nabs.
I'll say grandfather called them nips. Your grandmother probably went nabs.
Nips. Let's see what I put in if I got nips here in the Google.
I'm racing to the John Nips.
Nips crackers.
Reach your hand in there, son. Nips. Grab yourself some nips.
Oh, that's I'll see. It just goes right to Cheez-Its.
Oh, this cheese nips. Oh, cheese.
I put nips crackers. Cheese nips. All right.
She was from Wisconsin.
So that's what it is. It's nips. Like, they really call it nips.
Why?
Because they're called...
No, I know that. I'm just saying.
I thought she called the jar nabs because you just nab something out of it.
Let me see. It's either nabs or nips.
I don't know why I'm overthinking what your grandma named stuff.
Well, then she used nips.
Is it nabs or nips, Grandma?
USA Today ranks...
All it's nabs. Grab a nab is a nab is a nab. What are nabs? Nabs, nabs, nabs. Exactly what you're talking about.
Ah, okay. They are, in fact, called nabs.
Nabs.
Toast cheese. USA, that's one of the
flavors.
It really is.
That's a flavor.
That's a flavor.
Toast she would buy this back.
Jesus. Yeah. I don't even know what that would taste like.
Chemicals, but you like it.
I can't believe Lay's doesn't have that flavor yet.
Toast cheese.
Have a nab.
USA... they ranked all the mascots in the NCAA tournament. So basically, some of the cool ones like St. Mary, the Gales made it in there. Michigan starts Spartans. Arizona State has the Sun Devil. Mm-hmm. Also, if you don't know, the head football coach at Arizona State right now is he played for the Eagles, then he coached. You play to win the game.
Oh, Herm Edwards.
Herm Edwards.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Herm
yeah.
Edwards is a very religious man. When he took that job, somebody asked him about something about the Sun Devils, and he was like, I don't really mess with the devil. Like, I'm a Christian man. It's like, oh, coach. That's our mascot.
The name of your team.
I want no gear.
I hired a man who does not know the name of the team he's on.
Herm Edwards also, when he got that job, picked up a new jersey. He was like, what is this for, Pop Warner? Because he didn't know how small the jerseys were now compared to when he played.
Oh, yeah.
He had no idea. It was almost like he just walked ahead in time.
Good luck.
Exactly.
They ranked all these teams, right? You go to USA Today, you can see the whole list, right? Basically, I just want to bring up one thing, all right? There was the bottom four teams, but they ranked the Michigan Wolverines mascot 64th out of 68 teams. Now, keep in mind, because I just love this line. Michigan Wolverines, who actually don't have a mascot, they had a live Wolverine until, quote, it became impossible to keep him in captivity because he repeatedly chewed through the bars of his cage.
Yeah, because he's a Wolverine.
Right? Wow. Yeah, Wolverines and badgers, I don't think people understand, are mean, mean animals.
You chewed through the bars of your cage.
Because he's a Wolverine, then fought Magneto. Wolverine! Hey, by the way, Miles, comments came in. I'm just going to read them.
Yeah.
I have a cookie jar. I feel attacked.
Oh.
Well, you can have a cookie jar. I've never seen one in anyone's house.
I still have my cookie jar. That's from Mindy. My husband and I have two jars, a cookie jar and a jar full of goldfish crackers, and we have no children. I have a cookie jar, and it's always full. I just bought two cookie jars. I love baking cookies. Blah, 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 blah. And then my favorite, I have a cookie jar. It's full of my dog's ashes.
Oh,
and a cookie jar.
Sad cookie jar.
I'm not going to eat that cookie.
No.
Yeah, the sad
cookie jar. Well, maybe you don't buy store-bought cookies, then put store-bought cookies in a cookie jar.
Not those people coming over.
I think you could.
Oh, do you?
Like, granted, personal experience. My grandma would put the devil food cookies in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's all year round. Now, holiday, she would bake stuff. But.
Okay.
I don't mess with the devil. I only eat angel hair pasta.
Also, I guess you could have cookie jars if you have some semblance of self-control.
But I don't.
Either do I.
Right.
That's why I'm just saying, who has cookies just sitting around? How do you not eat them?
How do you walk by and not grab one? Like, if it's out on the counter all the time.
You eat them. That's why they can't be like
that. Get your hand out of the cookie jar.
Yeah.
If it's a problem, why didn't they put the cookie jar somewhere else, right? That saying was around forever. And I'm like, if you know this is the problem, why wouldn't you just move the cookie jar somewhere I can't get to it? This is on you.
Jimmy Fallon, I always like him and his thank you notes. Here's a few good ones.
Thank you. Giving things up for Lent. Or as it's also known, let's try those New Year's resolution one more time. I'm going to give up chocolate again.
No chocolate.
Thank you, Ferrero Rocher, for being the only candy that's pronounced like you already have it stuck in your teeth. Like, I'm Ferrero Rocher.
Ferrero Rocher. Tom Brokaw.
Yeah. Thank you, people who order gluten-free beer at a bar. For finding the perfect way to let people know that you care about your health, but not really. Thank you, paper straws, to give me a good two sips before I'm just sucking on a wet cardboard. Thank you, gas station convenience stores, for always being there in case I need a phone charger, a map, or some bootleg Viagra with a dragon on it. There you go, everybody. Those are my thank you notes.
Some of the fake Viagra stuff is amazing. Like, just the
names.
I mean,
as far as it working, or just
no, just the names.
Well, they give it, like, direct names, like, unbendable.
No. They just give it stuff like, I want to say it's
hang
like
a bear code on it.
It's like Bear Attack, Formula 4.
Jeez.
So much stronger than the last Bear Attack will last you 72 hours. It's like, look, first of all, if I'm in a Bear Attack, I'm not going to try to hump them.
Side effects include everything.
God, we're much better than Shark Attack 5. That's for bitches.
Jesus. It's aggressive marketing, isn't it?
Right, but I mean, those aren't the exact names. I'm paraphrasing, but I feel like they're pretty close.
Take that soft dingleberry and turn it into a redwood.
Right. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. There you go. TV time with Ted. Okay, Mike's got your headlines coming up here in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Pennsylvania woman gets in a fight in a Wawa and goes on a tire iron attack. Meanwhile, a man trashes his apartment in New York State when his internet goes black. Minnesota mom abides son's wishes and runs him over with her car. A man angry at 24-hour gym drives through it, then runs to the local bar. And a racing pigeon sells for $1.4 million in his time. For your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We go to Richmondville, where a man destroyed the inside of a home in a fit of rage.
Rage.
The property owner told police that he became irate after the internet service in the home went down and he started wrecking the place. He was charged with two counts of fourth degree criminal mischief.
He's got issues.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Totally. Don't be so judgy.
Yeah.
Mark my words, there's going to come a day, if it hasn't come already, that there's a syndrome that is called internet withdrawals or some crap like that.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Disconnection syndrome. He's gone nuts. He killed four people. In other news, in California, a man was arrested for attempted murder when police caught him after he had crashed his car. The man had a grievance against one of the members of a particular gym, and the man rammed his car into the gym in an attempt to injure the member. Should be noted that the gym that he crashed into was called Crunch Gym.
Crunch. He's having a calf off with another guy.
Calf off?
Never heard of a calf off?
No.
Ted invented it.
What is the calf off there, Ted?
Flex calves with other people.
Oh, nice.
Some he probably biceps.
He probably lost some money. You know, he decided to just drive to the front door.
You got big calves, Mike. Don't worry about what a calf off is.
I got good calves.
Just go about your day.
Meanwhile, in Adams County, Wisconsin, several roads have been closed due to flooding that occurred underneath some of the roads. Well, one driver decided to ignore the closure signs and drove on the road anyway, and promptly fell into one of the holes that had developed in the road.
Is that why they put those signs
there? That's kind of what they do, yeah. This thing was significant, too. This wasn't just a pothole that she fell into.
It's a huge crack.
The road had completely split, man. See if I got... There you go, yeah. Take a look at that right there. The flooded up, you know, you've seen the videos all over the time on social media. The flood comes over and then eventually goes underneath the road.
Right.
Basically washing the road out, and she just went and drove right into the daggum thing.
That's pretty impressive.
Right? Didn't see it coming. I wonder if they should have just closed the road. Dumbass.
Maybe they want to weed out the population, you know.
Yeah, probably. A man in Santa Rosa, California was a little frustrated that an anonymous neighbor called the city about the height of his fence.
I love this guy.
He complied with the city and cut his fence down to the maximum height, but then he got back at the neighbor by throwing a little garden party back there. With the scores of nude mannequins that he owned.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's, why does he own? I guess he probably is in some kind of industry, which is fashion.
You know, it didn't quite say why he had all of them, but he said that he was just going to throw them away or use them as target practice, but then it was like a calling.
Did you notice that the mannequins' breasts that were sitting on the couch were absolutely perfect?
No, I did not.
I did notice that.
Okay.
Because you're like, why does he have these mannequins like mine?
I think I know. Isn't that exactly what they're supposed to be, Miles? Is mannequins that look exactly perfect?
Nobody's perfect.
But didn't he then cut? Hey, I will say this, all right? So I don't know if this is still true, but when I first moved to the West Coast, right? On the East Coast, like any place, Macy's, average department store, they have their store windows up. There's mannequins wearing whatever clothes, right? We moved to the West Coast, and fellas, I think you'll agree, same general principle. There's mannequins standing in the windows, but they all had massive nips. Right? And I had never seen anything, because it did not matter. It didn't matter what was in the window. Like, you wanted to buy it for your woman.
It was part of the Farrah Fawcett collection.
Like, man, I don't know what it is about that dress. Normally, I don't even notice, but babe, you know what, ma'am? Are you interested in that dress? You should try that dress on. Finally, I'm like, it's the nipples.
If you buy that shirt, you get a free pack of pencil erasers.
Did I told you I knew a girl that worked at a shop, like a sex shop?
Okay.
And mannequins are a little more endowed, if you
sure.
will. And they had people that would come in just to buy the mannequins.
Just to buy the mannequins.
Yeah, not sex toys or anything else.
Weird. They should be on a list, man.
I agree.
Isn't it weird at that point?
Yes.
You're going to the sex shop to buy toys. What difference does it make?
Fair. Because, yeah, I don't know, man. It's just different. If I buy a sex toy to put my...
Yeah. Gee, I don't mean to know all the details.
It's not going
to
be the Andrew McCarthy special.
Easy. Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah, good movie. Good call.
All right.
Better call than movie.
Yeah, totally. Terrible. Movie.
It has happened again, gents.
No one did.
Run it.
I do love the disdain every time I play that on your face, Miles.
No, I'd just take a nap and then come back when it's over.
People that own pets know the struggle of sometimes having to give them a shorter walk than they want. I have to do it all the time because I have to leave a little bit earlier. There's this one dog in the UK that takes matters into his own hands. Last week, after realizing that he was gonna get a short walk instead of the one through the woods that he usually likes, he seized up and collapsed onto the ground. A couple of workmen came over and offered to help, thinking that he was in distress, but fears were quashed when it was revealed that he was legitimately just throwing a tantrum.
Oh, yeah. The dog just plays dead.
He does. Yeah, but he looks dead.
He's, yeah, straight up, drooling face on the ground, legs sprawled out.
We've all been there.
Right.
Will you please poop? Come on. It's pouring down rain. Right. I don't want to get it. Just please squeeze one out. And then you're like, and when it doesn't happen, you know you're going to wake up. You go...
Bastard.
Dead. I still can't believe the dog just lays there and plays dead because he wants to go on a longer...
Did you see the eyes closed, everything? Yeah.
That's it for headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Big Dummy is back. Noah Sherlock, and we'll drink a toast with the shout of the day.
Yes, indeed. It is all true, but in the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake,
stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.